Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside Corey Parson, no Matt Modigliani, Jake Seeley, and a special guest on the program, I'm Greg Sussman. So this is great. This is our brand new Roto Experts. It's podcast form, Corey.
Yeah.
We go 40 minutes. We have no breaks. I think we can say whatever we want and we can't get in trouble.
I hope that's the case because I think that was the part about this that I was looking most forward to is the fact that I could probably say something, you know, a little bit more edgier.
Right.
And not worry about getting an instant email.
I think I need this job, son. I know.
I need this job. You know, I got two kids.
Yeah, I know.
And a massive rent.
This is a thing.
Greg, he got kids.
He's got kids. You're laughing at a wrestling reference that you don't get.
Well, he know it though. Whatever, whoever the wrestling reference is, that is the truth of the matter.
It is. It is indeed. As I said, I'm not just alone. I'm with a fantasy executive. You heard Jake Seeley. Jakey, what's happening, buddy?
Not too much, Greg. How you doing?
Good.
And this can't be feeling too good about the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, it's whatever. You know. So I feel okay. I ultimately feel okay. And it's not just us three here. Matt Modica normally will join us. But we wanted to bring in somebody nobody knows except us. Because we walk in to hear Renaissance Marion. This is a little bit different than our radio show. We kind of do whatever we want. And we walk in here. And there's always one bright, shining face with bright teeth showing every single day when you walk in here. And Carson Wentz goes down. And after Carson Wentz goes down, he bets his buddy $100 Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he is the most positive Eagles fan I've ever met. Most Eagles fans are negative. Like, they think everything is going to go wrong. The sky is going to fall. It is all going to collapse down. And one guy was just like, no, everything's great. We're going to win it all. We're going to win.
His name is Guy, too.
And his name is Guy. Yes. This guy is Guy.
You have to stay positive all the time.
No Eagles fans can stay positive all the time. Us now is our friendly Eagles fan, Guy.
Yes. So yesterday was great, you know? Like the whole year, everybody was putting down the Eagles every day, especially when Wentz went down. Nick Foles is a starter, you know, no matter how you look at it. Like, he's a starter, you know? They picked him back up in the offseason. They brought him on board for cases like this, and he shined.
Guy, let me ask you this. As a Philadelphia Eagle fan, I'm going to go straight to the horse's mouth right here. So, season get ready to start, about to be week one. That first Thursday night game, the Eagles versus the Atlanta Falcons, you get your Super Bowl ring and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is not ready for that game.
Right.
Who you want your starting quarterback to be?
Carson Wentz, he will not start until maybe like week 4 or 5.
Okay, so who should be the starting quarterback?
Nick Foles.
Okay, when week 5 comes and Nick Foles is 4-0, who should be the starting quarterback?
We have to take him out.
Oh, that's going to be a quarterback controversy.
Corey, so you brought this up, dude. I was talking about people with us at the Super Bowl, at my Super Bowl party. And then they was like, hey, remember that day last week where you guys talked about this quarterback controversy in Philadelphia, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles? I'm like, yeah, that was a pretty good show. He's like, you guys are effing morons. And I'm like, what? Why? He goes, obviously Carson Wentz is the starting quarterback. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is going to be a quarterback controversy.
year, Nick Foles just beat Tom Brady, and then Nick Foles start the season 4-1. They say they play the Cowboys early in the year, and they start the season, and they start the season 4-1. And you guy, you're going to tell me, you just be like, okay, Nick Foles, go to the bench. We love you. You, as a Philadelphia Eagle fan, that's okay to you. Nick Foles is not like, no, this is my gig now.
I don't think Nick Foles, he's not built like that to say anything like that. He's going to say, okay, like, this is a team game.
You're very optimistic.
He's the most optimistic Eagles fan I've ever met.
He's going to sit down. You know, he's going to get a nice contract to sit down and, you know, let Wentz do his thing.
He already has it. I mean, he's got the two-year deal. Nick Foles to be the backup quarterback in Philadelphia. That's what he signed up for. Now, Jake, Howie Roseman has traded multiple quarterbacks away. Sam Bradford, of course, being the latest one, where helped him get Carson Wentz. Does Howie Roseman pawns Nick Foles, the Super Bowl MVP, the champion, the winner? Does he pawn him off somewhere else?
I think you should, honestly. I mean, the first thing I'm trying to do is calling up Buffalo with their two first-round picks and saying, hey, you want to give me one for Nick Foles that just won the Super Bowl? And then after you make that trade, guess what? You go sign Case Keenum after Kirk Cousins ends up in Minnesota anyway. And there's your temporary solution.
So do you think that happens?
I think that's more feasible than Nick Foles being week one starter.
There you go. Guy?
I don't think that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, just from watching the Eagles for all of these years, I don't think that's going to happen. Even though, like, everybody wants the first-round pick here, second-round pick here, Nick Foles, he's nice. Like, we need him again.
I'm sure you do.
We need him again.
We need him one more time. Now, I want to talk to you guys because I've been wondering this. Do you have a sister by any chance?
I have a little brother.
I want to know if her name is Girl.
Oh. I'm about to say, Jake, Greg, what the hell are you doing?
I wanted to know if his sister was named Girl.
Okay, no. All right, cool.
It seemed like a fair question.
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Fred.
So yeah, I know. Guy and Fred.
Guy and Fred?
Yeah. Guy and Fred. Younger brother.
I want to name my kid just Guy. Hey, Guy.
Yeah.
You can't forget that name, though.
No,
right?
You can't.
You can't.
It's like...
It'll be like, oh, what's this dude's name? I don't know. He's some guy. Yeah, oh, all right. Yeah, you're right.
He is some guy.
You're right.
You know, and that's usually how it goes, because you can forget any... I'm horrible with names.
Right.
But you shouldn't be working in the hotel, in the hospitality industry, if you're horrible with names.
But I'm good with faces.
Okay.
So... 2 years from now, 3 years from now, like, oh yes, you've been here before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I know.
So it's a pleasant face. When you see the face and they recognize your face, that gives a pleasant atmosphere.
Guaranteed.
Let me ask you a question. This is an interesting question. Mm-hmm. So I think the parade will be Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you think that the criminal justice system should give Meek Mill a 1 day retreat, being that that team leaned on dreams and nightmares throughout this run?
Yeah, that was like a big thing, like, you know, when I was talking to my friends, they should have, you know, for one, he shouldn't be in jail.
Number one.
He shouldn't be in jail for that, you know, for a parole violation, something minor. But they should, you know, be lenient and let him out, you know, to just be in the parade. And then, you know.
I don't think it works like that.
It doesn't work like that. It does not. But they did
rally behind that song.
They did. And then something online yesterday, they basically made like his whole Super Bowl time like really like pleasurable, like big TV, the best food they can have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like, he was a part of it from the inside.
From inside.
I did not see that. So that's, I guess it's the best you can get in that situation.
Exactly. Yeah, I forgot who said that. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Meek Mill. Probably not going to get out of jail.
But that song was huge. Like the whole, like.
Do you think, wait, hold on. Jake. When the Giants won the Super Bowl back in 2008, was the balling guy, was he at the parade?
Jim Jones.
Oh, yeah, that was the Giants rally.
Balling was the jam
100%. When the Giants won, that's right.
So I don't know if Jim Jones was there.
I don't watch the parade.
What? Why? When your team's winning, you never watch a parade?
Jake only watched the game.
I hate parade. Why do you hate, Guy, are you going to the parade?
So I might call out and go to the parade.
I hope they're not listening.
He's feeling a little sick. If I look at him, he's a little under the weather.
Don't let my manager hear like this interview. But yeah, they know. Like,
Who is your manager?
Justin.
Justin's your manager.
Oh, Justin's your manager.
The one, Justin P. Yeah. He's like the bell captain.
The person that just gave you $100.
Yeah. Your manager. Well, he lost more than $100. He's been losing all season. Like, every game he wants to bet, I'm like, you know, I'm going to take the bet. Like, and you know, we won the season, so.
So you just kept racking it
this
up.
This is very profitable. That's why I came into work today, so I can collect for everybody.
That's why I was wondering if Guy was going to make it in today, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm collecting.
Like, Corey, if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, would you be here Monday morning?
No, you're not going to see me. You're not going to see me on Monday morning. The Cowboys win the Super Bowl. You know how long it's been? 20 years since the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, so I that's going to be a personal day.
It's been 50-something, 56?
Yeah, 55, I think it is, yeah.
Didn't even never won a Super Bowl.
It wasn't even a Super Bowl. It was an NFL championship.
That's huge.
It's crazy. Jake, now welcome back to you here. I feel like you'd be at work no matter what. Like, you're not partying, you're not celebrating. You're like, all right, I watched the game, now I got to go to bed. Go to bed. That's it.
Pretty much. Exactly.
So when the Giants...
I'm ready for work the next day to start talking about it.
When the Giants won the Super Bowl, you weren't like... What happened? What did you do the last time the Giants won the Super Bowl?
Celebrated for fans for about the hour after the game, and then, like you said, went to bed and got up for work the next day.
That's crazy. So when the Giants won the Super Bowl, I couldn't go to sleep. I was just too happy.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just like... I was on cloud nine. I was having a blast.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to bed. I don't want it all to end.
No, it's tough. You know, me, when my Golden State Warriors win a championship.
Sure, it happens a lot.
That's too easy. Yeah, well, my team. I like them.
Yeah, well, I used to be a Knicks fan in the 80s, along with Scott Engel. I was a Knicks fan when I was in high school.
When he says 80s, he means 2015.
That's not true. I was at the game when Steph dropped 54 at the Garden, and that's when they became my Western Conference team.
That was crazy.
Now they're just my team. Gave it up.
Guy, did you sleep last night?
No, I actually I had some fun last night. I celebrated. It was a good night.
All right, Guy. Could you pass a breathalyzer right now?
Yeah, I could.
That's good.
I could. That's good. Probably not tomorrow.
Are you off tomorrow?
I'm off tomorrow.
Okay, so you're off tomorrow. When is the parade going to be? Wednesday?
I think I heard the parade was going to be Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah. Okay. So probably like Wednesday, Thursday.
When you get off tonight,
yeah,
through the parade.
Celebrating.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, you know what? I have some winnings.
Did you wear an Eagles shirt to work today?
I wore the hoodie.
You wore the hoodie?
I wore the hoodie.
All right. They wouldn't let you just keep that on today?
You know, I was going to put on the hat and everything. I didn't feel like listening to anybody, but I'm like...
Well, listen to everybody. You get to talk, man.
I do.
Nobody can talk like you can talk.
I think Justin called out, too.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I think he called out.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
How long you been a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and why'd you choose the Philadelphia Eagles? Because you grew up in the Bronx, right?
I grew up in the Bronx.
So you a Yankee fan?
No.
Oh, Lord.
How do you grow up in the Bronx? I'm a Yankee fan.
I mean, like... Baseball is not really like my...
Okay, yeah.
You know,
okay.
I'm more like football.
Yeah.
You know, but since maybe 6 years old.
You saw the root? Randall Cunningham?
Cunningham.
Okay, Randall Cunningham era, no doubt.
So I basically grew up around a whole bunch of Giants fans.
Tell me about it. It stinks.
Grandfather, huge Giants fan. They was always trying to put the varsity jackets on.
Don't let them do that. Don't let them put no New York Giant paraphernalia
on you.
Yeah,
they kept trying to do that. I'm like, that's not who I, you know, like right now. So... And it just...
It was Randall Cunningham that was your inspiration. Obviously, athletic quarterback, stuff like that.
I started
make fun
football.
Plays.
Yeah, I started playing football at 6 years old.
Because you wanted to be like Randall Cunningham.
No, I was more like on the defensive side.
Okay.
You know, and then I became a running back,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I just watched the Eagles, like all of, like, their tapes on ESPN, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is it right here.
So you're talking about like Reggie White, all of that, you know what I mean?
6-7 years old, and I just stay with them, like, and it's been a lot of heartbreak.
I know, and I've laughed at a lot of that heartbreak.
But I think we beat the Giants.
I'm not a Giant fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I know, you're a Cowboys fan, but we beat you guys a lot.
It's been even.
Yeah, it's
throughout the Andy Reid years, y'all had the upper hand, mm-hmm. you know, and then obviously the Cowboys, the glory years, but... we have playoff victories over Donovan McNabb, Letty. Are you a McNabb? A lot of Philadelphia Eagle fans don't like Donovan McNabb. Where do you stand with McNabb?
That's crazy. I was just talking about Donovan McNabb this morning. It was with the guy downstairs. It was do you feel Wentz is better than Donovan McNabb?
I think it's too early to say that. Right now to compare those two careers. A lot of people sleep on McNabb because, you know, he got like an awkward personality and stuff like that, and he's not the most liked guy. And, you know, he went to five NFC championship games, got to one Super Bowl. But I think McNabb is a borderline Hall of Famer.
Guaranteed. I just feel right now, if Wentz continues to play like how he's playing, he will definitely be better than McNabb.
Jake, you don't think McNabb? I heard Jake make a noise. You don't think McNabb is a borderline Hall of Famer?
No.
I don't get it. Why? I don't get the hatred for Donovan McNabb.
I don't think he's borderline Hall of Famer either.
There's not hatred. Where is the numbers? What does it give you that's Hall of Fame worthy? Nothing. Maybe if he had a Super Bowl championship, maybe you could get a slim argument for him. The guy's barely over 30,000 yards all time career. What is he touchdown wise? Hold on.
I don't know touchdown wise. But
all right, there we go. He's thrown for over 25 touchdowns once when he threw 31. He's got 234 career touchdowns. He's got nothing. He was great for a little bit of time, but that was about it.
This is the narrative when it comes to quarterbacks. If you don't win a Super Bowl, you can't be in the Hall of Fame.
No,
but
that's
Kurt
not what I
Warner
saying.
Had like three good seasons, and he's and he
no,
was
Kurt
and he,
Warner had more than that.
And a different era. I don't know. I'm not. When I see Kurt, the guys like Kurt Warner and Terrell Davis, who only had a couple good seasons
Terrell
in it.
Terrell Davis shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Don't use Terrell Davis.
Oh, I disagree. Totally disagree. Terrell Davis should be in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
Does Michael
Vick? He was the best running back in the world. He was the best running back in the league.
Does when, Michael Vick?
Top of the glass.
Three.
Great. Great.
You
three
know
seasons.
Who has a better three-year run than Terrell Davis?
Who?
Tiki Barber. Nobody wants him in the
Tiki
Hall of Fame.
Tiki Barber should be in the Hall of Fame.
Tiki Barber should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he should be.
Tiki Barber shouldn't be in the damn Hall of Fame.
Yes, he should be.
3 years get you in the Hall of Fame.
So why don't you be a compiler? I love when compilers make the Hall of Fame. Like, Jerome Bettis shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Jerome Bettis is one of the NFL's leading rushers of all time.
He's not a compiler! I sound like Mike Francesa.
Yeah, you do sound like Francesa.
He's a compiler!
A compiler.
I think so. Does Frank Gore deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for you, Greg?
Does Frank Gore?
Yeah, Frank Gore's a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Frank Gore's a Hall of Famer.
He's a compiler also.
Hey, guy, you actually good one. Michael Vick. I think Michael Vick's a Hall of Famer.
Michael Vick should be a Hall of Famer, too.
Yes. Yeah, Michael Vick changed the game.
He changed the
whole game.
Changed the game of football.
He was even nice on the Eagles.
He wouldn't be a first ballot because of things he's had in his past. Mm-hmm. He might be a guy that has to wait 2 or 3 years, but I think he has first ballot credentials.
He's nice.
Yeah. Cool.
What do you mean?
Nick Foles in the Hall of Fame.
Michael Vick's better than Nick Foles.
The doors for everybody. You have 2 or 3 good seasons, you're in the Hall of Fame.
What about Michael Vick, Jake? Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he is solid. He's like,
well, that's all in kid Jake Sealy. He's an accuracy expert. You see, I think he'd be up here next month for Tout Wars, and you get to hang out with him then.
Actually, I will be. I just got my flight. Nana's letting me stay with him, so I can afford it now.
There you go.
Right there. So shout out to Defino. So okay. I want to ask you another. What do you think about Andy Reid? Are you an Andy Reid guy?
Yes.
Andy Reid?
Yeah, I feel like he's doing the same thing with the Chiefs that he was doing with.
Knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door. Just, you know, I don't know what happens.
So we're podcasting. Am I allowed to throw like conspiracy theories here? Yeah, right?
Yeah, why not?
I was reading a theory today that someone tweeted out. I hadn't heard this before about Doug Peterson, why he left Kansas City and all this stuff. There's this whole thing that he was like sleeping with his assistant, some 26-year-old assistant, and like Andy Reid's wife and Doug Peterson's wife are friends. And Andy Reid's like, you gotta cut this crap out. And he's like, all right, you need to change my assistant so I can cut this crap out. And he didn't like really call plays for Kansas City. That like Andy Reid kind of just lied and pushed him. Was like, here, take this guy. He went to Philadelphia, and Howie Roseman at like the combine found out about this whole thing and like blew up on Andy Reid. Like, how do you not tell us this? What's going on?
Yeah,
and never supposedly like never leaked out and never like hit the mainstream. I read that conspiracy theory today.
Oh, okay. I did not hear that. And look at Doug Peterson. That's not right, Mr. Peterson. If that is what you're doing, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting, Greg. You bring up a very interesting conspiracy theory.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
I like conspiracy theories, too. Let me see if I got a good one for you. Yeah. One will come to me.
You just make stuff up every day anyway.
Tom Brady got that cut in his hand. Swinging at Josh McDaniels, and McDaniels ducked, and his hand went through glass.
Tom Brady fights?
What did you say?
I don't see
can't
it
catch.
He can't catch.
That is a good one. He can't
so
catch.
Do you, so back in this past summer, the somebody said if the Eagles will, I think it was Chris Long, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he'll buy beer for everybody.
Beer?
Beer. Everybody.
Who's everybody?
Everybody in Philly.
Oh, I thought everybody included, like, me too.
No.
I like beer.
So, he said much. That, and Bud Light's like, yeah, you guys, you guys win the Super Bowl, we will match it. We'll give beer to everybody.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
So, Bud...
I died last night.
Oh, it was so bad last night, that commercial. We'll talk about the commercials in a second. But Bud Light made a statement today saying, all right, their tagline was party on us, right?
Yeah.
Bud Light made a statement that every Eagles fan 21 or older will be entitled for a free beer at bars along the parade route this
good,
week.
Good
That's
job.
Huge.
So that if you're going, get your free beer, guy.
Listen, I love Philly. There I was go. In Philly well, twice this season.
What about the player, Greg? What was the player that said it was the Eagles player that said he would get something tattooed on him if they won the Super Bowl?
So that was Chris Long also. So that was Chris yeah. Long. Chris Long basically said that I think it was the linebackers coach or someone like that would get him – he'll get a, his – face tattooed somewhere on his body if they won the Super Bowl. I
mean, Chris Long.
Chris Long was just joking. And then the guy brought it up to him like this week. He's like, dude, we made a bet. He's like, I thought we were joking. And
yeah,
he's like, no,
sure.
no, I want
yeah.
that. And now Chris Long has to do that.
Well, Chris Long gave away like every paycheck this
He
season.
Did, every paycheck. And J.J. Watt still beat him out for Walter Payton Man of the Year. What are your thoughts on J.J. Watt, Corey?
I think J.J. Watt deserved the Walter Payton Man of the Year
okay.
award. I really do. I think that was a slam dunk right there. I think he did a good job. What he did for the city. What he did for the city of Houston, raising all of that money, make sure it got to the right people and stuff like that. I think that was very commendable by J.J. Watt. I was so impressed with J.J. Watt, who is a guy that I've never really like been impressed with before. I, you know, like his, you know, I think he's cool. I think he's a me guy, but I'm a me guy. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean. But I think that I put it like this: I was so impressed with J.J. Watt. I think it shouldn't even been no other nominations in the category. I think it just have been J.J. Watt's award.
That's huge.
Come on.
Greg Olsen getting nominated for that joint every year. And don't get me wrong, Greg Olsen does good
about
work.
Greg Olsen. Well, first of all, Corey. Oh, no, J.J. Watt fell over. I'm going to have to get him back up.
You got to fix
J.J. You know
J. J.
whose fault
Watt.
It is? It's Marcus Mariota knocked him over.
Yeah,
Marcus Mariota ruining things again.
Marcus Mariota still... Is Marcus
anyway.
Mariota still face down, Jake?
No, he fell backwards and knocked over J.J. Watt. I'm throwing Marcus Mariota in the floor.
Uh-oh, Marcus Mariota's in trouble.
No, look, Corey, I understand everything you're saying, and what J.J. Watt did was amazing. I could actually lean a little bit towards Chris Long, because Chris Long gave up his personal paycheck for the entire year. J.J. Watt led the charge. I'm not going to say you're wrong to say either one, but I actually lean to Long because he gave money out of his own pocket, which was his paycheck for the entire year. J.J. Watt just started the campaign.
What was he donating to?
Multiple places.
Multiple places. Okay.
Yeah. Places.
The first like 8 or 12 games is one place, and then the last eight or whatever have been another place.
So yeah, they were not. They were not. They obviously Malcolm Jenkins on that team, and you know with the national anthem and stuff like that with Malcolm Jenkins. But and that team was one of the teams at the forefront of it, and they were not distracted. It did not cause a distraction on that team. They won
nothing.
The Super Bowl.
But Malcolm Jenkins didn't kneel, right? He just fist up.
Malcolm Jenkins was not kneeling, but he was on the front lines. Malcolm Jenkins,
yeah, absolutely.
But then he took that money from the NFL too, though.
I thought he didn't. I thought he walked away.
I think Malcolm Jenkins took that money.
Oh, he took the money.
Uh huh.
I didn't know that. Okay.
I think Malcolm Jenkins took that money. Malcolm Jenkins is kind of like not. He's kind of outside of the cause.
I didn't realize he took the money. Okay. What are your thoughts, guys? And probably not you, guy, because you're too into it. Just the commercials from last night. What did you think of the commercials, Corey?
I thought, obviously, the moment the New York Giants was a very good commercial.
It was an NFL commercial, too.
The NFL commercial was a good commercial with the New York Giants and, you know, the touchdown celebrations. And I think the Alexa commercial with Cardi and what was that other lady name?
Rebel Wilson.
Wilson. Funny. I think that was a good commercial also.
That was good.
I think those were the ones that stuck out the most for me.
There's also for me, and everyone's talking about that one a lot. I thought Morgan Freeman and Mountain Dew was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
I mean, that was so funny.
Yeah.
You know, one person definitely hates commercials. Jake's.
I think Jake liked the NFL one. Jake would like the Giants one, right, Jake?
Really?
I like commercials. I actually thought this was the best year of commercials in a long time. I'm annoyed that the commercials have sucked for the past couple of years. That you only get one or two.
These are actually very impressive.
And you know who the winner of the night was? It was tied. Is this because the thing was after that first ad and then the follow-up with the second one, for the rest of the night, I was watching commercials and be like, oh, is this going to be a tie dad? Is this going to be another one? Yeah. Is this going to be another tie dad? So they won, in my opinion, because they had me hooked for the rest of the night wondering if it was going to be a tie dad. And the one with the Old Spice and the doo-doo-doo-doo tie dad, like, that was just, that was amazing.
It was funny.
Yeah, Ty did do a good job. Too. I forgot to mention then. Oh, yeah, look at that. This is, it's a junior Crocodile Dundee, too, coming out.
Dude. Oh, that was, no, that's,
that, that's just a commercial. That was,
yeah, it was just a commercial.
I thought it was another Crocodile. Well, I was.
Oh, wait, I thought it was real, too.
I thought it was another Crocodile Dundee
that
coming out.
No,
it
was a joke.
It wasn't.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Danny McBride's not playing Crocodile Dundee.
No. Oh, my.
No, thank God.
Now.
That was like, that was terrible.
I thought it was real.
It was a joke.
No.
I would have liked to see another.
That was the entire point. If you watched the last 10 seconds of the commercial, that was the entire point of the commercial.
He was like, this is
it's very
real.
Loud.
Yeah, I had Chinese food and guests and stuff like that.
Chinese food at the Super Bowl. That's so interesting.
Because it was raining real bad and we was...
You live in New York.
But it was pouring.
Yeah,
delivery.
Huh?
Pizza and wings get delivered too.
Yeah, but I went to go pick it up because the Chinese spot right around the corner. So I just went and did that. It was easier.
I've never heard the Chinese food for the Super Bowl thing.
I did pizza and wings and ordered it like noon.
Yeah, we did. We had pizza wing. We had pizza. We had sub. I told you the Italian sub. It's good. I had it for lunch. I'm gonna have it for lunch today.
I had pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Chinese food, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I can't spend $700 every time I go out. I went to Tao this weekend.
Oh, you went to Tao this weekend?
Yes.
And now we get the information.
You got us in the invite, man.
Wow, wait a minute.
I had a good seat, too. They was like, fantasy executive was lit. You know what I'm saying?
You went to Tao this weekend.
I've been to Tao like three times. Uptown. The downtown one is... I've never been to the downtown. You ever been to the downtown?
That's the only one I go to.
Really?
I mean, I've been to the uptown one, yeah. But the downtown one is like...
You know James Dolan owned Tao.
Yeah,
I don't like it. It's a pan Asian restaurant in New York City.
Mm. That is, you know, it's for rich people, really.
No, it's not for rich people. If it's for rich, you talking about rich people? No, you go to Europe every other month.
I've been to Europe a couple times. Been to Europe a couple times. It happens. Whatever. Yeah. So you went to you took her to Tao. That is impressive.
Don't do that, Greg.
Did she like it? Where's our podcast?
We've been to Tao before.
Oh, two of you have been to Tao. Is that why you went back? To rekindle?
That was nice.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but... move forward.
Why did you take her to Lavo this time?
Where?
Lavo. It's the place next to Tao. It's the other club also owned by the same people.
I didn't know. I haven't been in that joint yet.
In the really? Moxie. The Moxie Hotel?
Is that where it is?
The whole rooftop is owned by Tao.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel like you're just making stuff up now.
I'm looking at it now. I just looked it up just now.
I'm a guy, man.
No, they own the roof.
No. I meant like these names.
Vandal.
No.
Some place called Shoe.
They bring the food to you in a shoe.
That's funny. All right, so we have 10 minutes left in today's podcast. We're going to do this every day at about noon. Guy's not always going to be here.
Guy got a job. He got a real job.
Guy's like checking his clock. He's like, I got to go to work.
I already texted my friend downstairs. I told him, I'm like, I'm chilling. All
right, yeah, so all right, good. Well, it's good that you had that kind of
relationship
that you can just do that.
Oh, wait, did nobody scream I'm going to Disney World last night?
Oh, that's right.
Do they usually do that?
Somebody got to go to Disney World.
I feel like it hasn't been done in years.
Don't tell me, Jake. Was the first person going to Disney World Doug Williams?
No.
Darn.
Correct, was it? Right.
You want to guess? Yeah, I know.
Who?
Oh, I don't know if you want to guess.
All right, so it wasn't Doug before or after Doug Williams.
Why do you think I'm asking Greg?
Why do you think I'm asking Greg?
What team do
Phil
we
Sims.
Like?
Phil Sims was the first dude to go to Doug.
The Giants started the Gatorade bath, and they started the I'm going to Disney World.
I don't think they do the Disney World thing anymore. I think it's over.
That's sad.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Well, it's a tradition. It's a tradition, yeah. I'm a tradition guy.
Jacob Stevens in the chat says Kevin Hart said it, but Kevin Hart also wasn't allowed on the stage. Yeah.
Kevin Hart was lit last night. He tried to get a boy. He tried to get
somebody dropped the F-bomb on air?
Yeah, he dropped the F-bomb on NFL Network. He tried to get on the podium with the Eagles. That was the wild thing. Like, Kevin Hart, like, you can't. You're not on the team. You're from the city. You're not on the team. It's
so
a difference.
So the parade for Philly
just slipped through.
Parade was Parade was supposed to be Wednesday.
It's Thursday.
But it's supposed to pour.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Thursday. It's supposed to snow, actually.
They're going
to
tear it up.
It's going right down Broad Street.
Mm-hmm. They're going to tear it up. I'm telling you, they're going to tear it up.
They. I don't know if Philly's standing right now.
It's probably in bad shape right now. That ostrich got out to zoo some kind of way or another.
You saw the dude that like looked like he died jumping off the Ritz?
That joint was wild. Dude just like backwards dive. It wasn't like Bill's like, Mafia where it was a table to break
was
his
down
fall.
There for him.
It was no table to break his fall like Bill's Mafia. It was just a crazy Eagle fan just like, let me see if I could, I'm good. Then they had the 99-year-old dude in the stands.
Philadelphia Phil.
Yeah, Philadelphia Phil. So I hope he's good today.
They stole two police horses.
Why? Of course they did.
They didn't punch it.
Nah, they just took it. They took it for a ride.
Yeah.
How do you steal a police horse? Like, where's the cop at?
Where is the
do
cop
you
at?
Pull the cop off the horse, then get on the horse?
I think the cop gave it to them.
Oh, that's terms for term. That's termination right there. If the cops just gave up the horse,
yeah, and then shouldn't the cut and badge?
Yeah, and shouldn't the cop?
There you go.
Yeah, and shouldn't the cop horse be trained enough to know there's not a cop on me? Let me chill right here.
No, they're not. That.
They're not dogs.
They're not dogs.
they're not like bomb sniffing dogs or something. Like,
you can't train the horse to know who's a police officer and who's not a police officer.
No.
I don't think so. That would be crazy. It can kick you off.
Yeah, that's what I would think. If you're going to use a horse as a method of transportation. First of all, why is a horse a method of transportation? In 2013. What? 2013? I'm tripping. In 2018, why is a horse a method of transportation?
I don't know. And they still go around the city.
I feel bad for these horses. I really do. I feel bad.
You ever see them over there by Central Park?
Yeah, it's horrible. Mm-hmm.
No good.
You not feel bad for them?
I mean, they got a job.
They don't get paid.
They eat good.
They eat good, yeah.
Do they eat good?
No, they got all the hay and stuff and manure they can mort out there. Yeah.
But like, they gotta carry around these people. It's horrible.
Except manure.
Wait a minute. So you and Judy ain't never took a horse ride
absolutely
through Central Park?
Absolutely not. Did you take?
No. I didn't. Wait a minute, I've done the horse ride. Me and Jaden's mother did the horse ride through Central Park.
And then did that last? No.
She was like, you MF-er. You took me on that horse. You disrespected that horse. You been on a horse? You ever took young lady on a horse ride in Central Park?
Maybe years ago in like high school.
Well, that's a high school move.
Jaden is 17 years old.
So maybe Jaden will take someone on a horse.
Jake, horse ride through Central Park?
No.
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 So if you see a Seinfeld episode, then you might get one of the ones farting in your face.
You don't want that.
I didn't know I was the one that's insensitive. Well, the horses. I'm the one trying to look out for the horses.
Good job.
It's supposed to be, like you said, Greg, it's supposed to be pretty painful for their feet, the fact that they have to walk on pavement all the time.
I'm sure it is. It's horrible. I feel terrible for them.
I'll never do it again. Let me tell you something. That horse ride is less expensive and safer than the helicopter ride.
You think a helicopter ride?
I did that one time. I didn't like it at all.
Of course you had.
I didn't like that
at
all.
You got all the money in the world.
This is years ago too. This is before I had children.
Really?
Did that? You know, you got on the west side. You got that pier, but you can go. It's like $75 to take you around the city.
Really?
You know what I mean? On a helicopter.
This is like a nice date.
It was. I almost relieved myself in that helicopter. Never again. I'm not a helicopter guy. It's scary, man. It's scary. Then after what happened, rest his soul. What happened to Corey Lytle? I'm like, give me a 747.
That's it.
Give me a 747.
Florio, who's producing the program, really wants us to talk about the Philly dude that ate horse crap.
What?
That's a Philadelphia. Yeah, you
haven't heard this yet?
Yeah, it's a dude ate horse
poop.
Yeah, he ate some horse poop.
For what reason?
Because he's a Philadelphia Eagle fan. You know how that is, Jake.
You get a little crazy. I gotta talk to him.
Yeah.
You know him? Oh, okay.
No. Imagine you knew him. Like, Florida, turn your mic on. Do we have a reason why he did this?
Not that I know of. The craziest thing is that if you watch the video, he makes sure his scarf doesn't touch it. And then he eats it. So it doesn't make any sense at all.
Let me not get this poop on my scarf.
Just in my mouth.
While I put it in my mouth. That's a Scott Engel move.
That's disgusting.
Shout out to Scott Engel, the king. We keep Roto Experts alive, baby. Any way we can, we keep Roto Experts going.
He texted me.
Scott did?
Oh, yeah. Scott. That's the kind of dude Scott is.
He texted me last night. He said, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Then we won. Then he said, congratulations. He's like, enjoy it.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. This is a more interesting question.
Here we go.
Why does Scott Engel have your phone number? When did Scott ask you for your telephone number?
What did you provide Scott?
And what was he trying to sell you? Please explain how you and Scott Engel exchanged phone numbers. I have to hear this.
What happened? He just saw, like, you know, I was constantly talking about the Eagles every day. And then he was like, you have to, like, you know, he's a Seahawks fan.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
You know,
he's a Jet fan when he was a kid.
Right. So he's like, he just didn't believe in the Eagles. Like, you know, he's like, you got to get through the playoffs. You got to get through the playoffs. I'm like, we will get through the playoffs. He's like, you can't talk to me right now until you get through the first round, second round.
I'm
like,
wow.
Yeah,
a Mets fan.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. So we get, you know, past the second round. He's like, good job. But nothing over the Seahawks. Like, you know, everything is like the Seahawks. So
yeah, like, we know that. We worked with Scott for 10 years now.
Can't you just be like, God, I can't. You can't talk to me. What have you done? Yeah. Nick Foles is your quarterback. Win something.
All the facts on Nick Foles. Like, I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. I'm like, this team is destined to win.
Yeah.
So last night he texted me, you know, he was like, good luck. And then this morning he was like, congratulations. You made it. You did good.
You made it, son. Yeah. Your team won the Super Bowl, son. You did it.
I was like, thank you.
Wow, that's it. I love Engel. That's my man.
Yeah.
Scotty, keep the Roto Experts brand alive. Go to RotoExperts.com. Support.
DailyRoto.com also, too. Shout out to DailyRoto.com, RotoExperts.com, the whole thing.
We didn't talk any NBA today, Corey. Any NBA thing you want to talk about?
Aaron
Gordon's out of the dunk contest.
Yeah.
What?
He's hurt. So he's out of the dunk contest, replaced by Donovan Mitchell, rookie sensation.
Why not my man? Ferguson. They would have put Ferguson in that joint.
Sorry.
Yeah, they put Ferguson in that joint in the dunk contest. Ferguson to show off in that joint. An interesting thing.
Mitchell was banged up too, though.
Oh, he's in because he's fine.
Interesting thing about the NBA right now, and I found this out over the weekend. The NBA season started 2 weeks early this year, but the All-Star break is still the same weekend.
Right.
So the players
get more days off.
As far as the NBA All-Star break really should have been this weekend. But of course, obviously it's Super Bowl Sunday. So you're going to see some real bad basketball these next 2 weeks because players are up against the wall right now. So you'll see. This is a good. This is when we do the Corey's NBA lock of the day. It's going to be interesting because it's going to be a lot of close games these next couple of weeks because these players are gassed.
We will look forward to Corey's lock of the day coming up. Do you have a lock of the day today, actually?
I haven't even looked at the schedule yet today.
Right, well, you have like 2 minutes left, so no big deal.
Might as well. I was up very early this morning.
Yeah, I know you were. You were very late last night, early this morning, celebrating the Eagles.
You guys will come downstairs every day. Fly, Eagles, fly. Yeah. Fly, Eagles,
all right,
fly.
You got Portland in Detroit.
I'm pulling that
Washington
right
in Indiana. Magic in Miami. Jazz in New Orleans.
I'd rather bet on this Oklahoma and West Virginia tonight. But
who do you like in that game?
I don't know. Oklahoma looks good.
I don't know. West
Virginia. But that kid, West Virginia's tough. And that kid shoot too much.
West Virginia with that press, it's going to hurt him.
Corey.
What's up, Jake?
Take the Kings. Markkanen didn't make the flight for the Bulls.
Ooh, the Kings are 2.5-point favorite. Jake says,
that's interesting,
like the
right
Kings.
There. Yeah, that is interesting.
I don't know what flight. I don't know how Markkanen missed the flight. Like, what was he doing?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question, too.
Is that the lock of the day? Corey Parson, lock of the day?
This Clippers Mavericks looks interesting, too. I think the Clippers can. The Clippers are 6-point favorites. I think the Clippers can hit that. That Markkanen is interesting, too, though. Pelicans with this one over Utah with the Pelicans. It's Miami and Orlando.
We'll just wait here.
Give me the Pacers. The Pacers cover that point and a half.
There you go. Pacers cover a point and a half against the Wizards. Corey Parsons, lock of the day. Guy, thank you so much for hanging out, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, good looking out guy.
Congratulations
on Philadelphia Eagles.
Fly Eagles, fly Eagles.
Winning the championship.
Day one, show one. We are done on Roto Experts podcast form for Jake Seeley, Jakey, for the fantasy executive Corey Parson, and from the mad guy, I'm Greg
Sussman.
You don't
have to play that crazy song, though, Florio.
You really don't. Have a fantastic day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. BFFs, I'm next.